of sun and clouds with scattered storms, a heat index of 105.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome. We're glad to have you. Do not turn that dial because I am in the house with David Youngblood.
The man, the man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend.
That's real estate, yes.
Of course, next to me.
A legend in his own shower?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Legend in my own mind.
But we have a great show for you today, so do not turn that dial. And we've got some great news that you got to stick around for the full hour because I'll announce it at the end. But I have to apologize to all of you because last week we did do a rerun, which I do about once a year. But I'll tell you why I did it. I was a mess. I'll just be honest with you. I am going to put it all out there. As most of you know, or some of you may know, that my son got deployed to Afghanistan. This is like his fourth deployment or maybe fifth. After a while, we just don't count. But this is the first time I didn't get to see him off. So I was kind of a mess last Wednesday. And of course, I called the studio and said, please do a rerun because I am a mess. And the only person that could ground me was David Youngblood, and I couldn't get a hold of him. So we can blame it on David.
Yes, it's all my fault that lost control. Yeah, I'll take the hit.
Yes, we're gonna give David the hit on that because he is a good friend of mine, and he can usually calm me down and get me back to my zen, so that way I can continue on with my work. Or at that time, it was my radio. And you were busy working all day last week and making deals happen. So I just decided last week that, you know, we're going to do a rerun. I'm going to get everything together. And literally, it took me about 24 hours.
And since then, the entire real estate, you know, landscape has changed dramatically.
Dramatically since last week. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. But I stay in contact with, of course, his wife, Sarah, who is just, I love her to pieces. She is an awesome woman. And so he did make it out safely to Afghanistan. And so we're hoping, and of course, all your prayers, I love it. Send them. He is in the Army. He is an airborne medic. So he's going to be out there helping.
Is he assigned to the 101st?
No, I don't think so anymore.
Okay.
They're not out of Fort Bragg.
Yes, 101st is out of Fort Bragg.
Are they? So maybe he is. Okay. I don't know. He is so, you know, it's so secretive. You can't say this, you can't say that.
That is correct.
And he'll probably be upset that I mentioned Fort Bragg.
No, it's
too
okay.
Late.
He's good there, but
it's out there.
Being an ex-military guy, I know what you can and can't say. So
right. So he's pretty private about everything. But so I'm back this week. I'm glad to be here, and we've got some great stuff for you today. So we want you to stay tuned. We have David Youngblood. We're going to be talking numbers because you're my numbers man.
We are. We're going to be talking about national statistics versus local statistics and how that's affecting the local real estate market and what your expectations can be when you compare both.
I don't talk numbers if you guys haven't figured that out, because I have David Youngblood to do it for me.
Yes, the walking calculator.
You are. Because I'm like, okay, squirrels.
Yeah. Stone cold math. That's all
right.
It is.
That's right. And we're going to talk about the 10 tips to list your home for sale.
Very important stuff, both from what the homeowner should be doing and what from the real estate agent should be doing once they collect that listing or they agree to contractually sell someone's home. You got to know both.
You do. And so we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss our hot properties that we have, and we're going to chat a little bit about buyers waiting for list prices to drop. Well, let me tell you.
Good luck with that.
It's not going to happen. So, as supply and demand, we know that that's just basic economics. We can say that we do not have enough listings. So if you're out there, you need to call me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And if you're wondering, is it a good time to put my home on the market? I'm here to tell you it is. If your house is priced right, if it looks good, we're going to go over the do's and the don'ts today. I'm going to tell you here, you will have multiple offers. So if it's not priced right, you're going to sit and wait and wait and wait.
It's going to be a long time, and it all depends on the functionality of the house as well, too, and how well you've staged it and or
and wait.
Cleaned it up to make it look. But it's going to be a pricing issue. Yes. There's no doubt about that.
And if you're on Facebook, your waiting will look like the Face app.
Yes, I saw that today where God knows we all want to look older. That's
everybody wants to know what they look like.
The cosmetic industry is going to go gaga over that one. Oh, great. We all look like wrinkle machines.
That's right. I won't look like that, so I don't need to get the Face app because I will, trust me, I'll Botox out before I look like that.
Yeah, I'll have that all pinned to my back of my head. I'll just
That's right.
take every available skin and push it behind there. But really, really awesome things are happening in the real estate market. Again, what Nita said is that the market is still remaining at a fever pitch to get your house on the market and or for buyers looking for houses. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, what you need to do when you're looking for your house. What are the criteria you need to do? How do you select your agent? What do they provide for you? I think it's all great information that we need to advise our,
exactly.
our listeners.
And let me tell you, we have so many buyers on the market right now. It is ridiculous.
A lot of them are out there.
We need more homes. So if you're on the fence about selling your property, well, this is the show for you today because we're going to get you off that fence and get you under contract with a good realtor. And hopefully Anita Hiles with Realty Executive Oceanside, rapidfirerealestate.com.
We can get all that done for you.
We can get it done for you. So we want you to call in, ask your questions, and hopefully we have the answers for you. I believe we do, but 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we'll call us, put us on the spot. If we know the answer, we'll answer it. If we don't, we'll let you know.
We'll fake it till we make it.
We will definitely let you know, and we will definitely get back with you with the correct answer. So we can't possibly know everything, even though we try our best.
Well, our job as professional real estate agents is to give you, the home seller, all the information you need to make a great decision and how to financially make this great move for you. This house is the biggest asset that you have. We know you want to protect it. Our job and our ethical responsibility is to make sure we get that taken care of for you.
And get you as much money as possible.
Exactly.
From your investment.
It's as much as the market will bear. And
correct.
Our job is not only that, but just to conclude the entire transaction in a ethical and legal way so that both people walk away feeling like, I got a great buy out of this. I got a great sell out of this. Everybody walks away happy and we go on to the next one. That's our job. We should be the invisible people that control everything.
Yes. And did I mention Ed Dean today? I don't know if I mentioned Ed Dean. That's right. So we know that I am on at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, but Ed Dean is on every morning, starting at 0600. And so you want to tune in every morning with Ed Dean because he is amazing and he's my Superman. Right, Tom?
You bet.
That's right. We have Tom today because AJ, you know, he's either sick, lame, or lazy today and didn't come in.
I thought he was all three at one time, but no, I'm just kidding.
I think
he is. I've known AJ for a long time.
AJ knows I love him. How much time do we got left before we go to commercial?
About 15 seconds.
Well, there you go. I'm handing it back to you. We want people to stay tuned. We've got a great show for you today, and you are listening to Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And you know what? I am so proud of the company I work for, obviously Realty Executive Oceanside. We are located at Beach and Kernan. We are also throughout the state of Florida. So we have about 26 offices throughout the state of Florida. We are over 50 years old. That's right. Not me, but the company is over 50 years old. And we are just awesome. Our main office is out of Scottsdale, Arizona.
Beautiful place, by the way.
And I also work for Realty Executive Premier in SoCal, Fullerton, California, with Barbara Kerr. We are all over. We're also a global company. We have great bells and whistles to sell your home.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons I came to Realty Executives, because all the what I call intrinsic value is that all the training, all the peripherals, everything else that an agent needs to be successful is already built in and provided for you and done for you, because we've been doing it for a long time. So that was one of the strong, strong attractants for me to bring my license over to you.
Yes. And we also have openings. So we're hoping that there's some realtors out there listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and that you may be interested in making a switch. This is the time of year that most agents do make a switch.
It is.
You know, during the summertime, they're getting things ready for the new year. And so if you are, you need to call me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And let's set up a meeting and chat, because this is a fantastic global company. We may be new to Jacksonville, but we are not a new company. So one of our main offices is also in Palm Coast with Bruce Vinnick. He is wonderful. And when we always get together for training, in fact, tomorrow, right, David?
We have mandatory training, correct?
Yes, we have mandatory training in our office tomorrow. And it is, it's an 11-week training session that we're going to do. We're probably not going to, we're not doing it every week, so relax, David. But we'll probably do it, you know, once a month and do short segments of it. So we're not doing it for 11 weeks straight. But
I'm a strong believer in, no matter how long you've been working in this business, going back and what I call blocking and tackling, it's a football analogy. Getting back to the basics of what you're doing, understanding it, reliving all those things again, and then applying them back to your business can't do anything but help. We all get bogged down on minutia of our business, and we tend to get up, scroll out and go do different things. You got to get back to the basics of what you're doing, no matter what. Real estate is a marketing business. It's a contact sport. How are we going about it? How are we talking to our people? This is what we need to know, and we have to come back to it again and again and again and again. And if you go to a large brokerage, they simply, you're a number to them. You're just another cog in the wheel, and go make some money. And we got training. Here's a video on a web blog. Go do it yourself. Realty Executives provides that on-site training, which is great for us. You get to absorb it, ask questions, play off each other. I find it an incredible, again, intrinsic value.
Yes, and we're a team concept office, which means that we work together. Mm-hmm. We help each other out. We push each other to get to that next level. We are a team, and we fight to strive to be the very best in the industry. So I'm very proud to be part of Realty Executives, not only here in Florida, but also in California.
Absolutely. It's a great brand name to sign your license to. So I'm looking forward to seeing some new agents come on board and strike it rich.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Let's talk about numbers.
Let's talk about numbers. So what numbers do you have for us today, David?
It's interesting. We just pulled a market overview. And again, this is from the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. And if you scan through the different market trends that are going on, it's interesting in that we talk about new listings, for example, and these are people looking to sell their house. If we compare June of 2018 to June of 2019, it's down 11%. But overall, for the entire year, from that same time period, 2018 to 2019, we're actually up 2%. So we get some mixed signals. But what it means, though, is because we compare, you know, last year to this year, and we're down 11%, it means that the number of listings are falling off. There's not as much inventory on the market. We can look at pending sales and how much are out there. Even though pending sales are up, it's up 10.8% from the same time last year. Qualitatively, over it's only up 6.5%, which tells me that we are not selling as many homes because there's not enough inventory on the market. That's why it's so important. When Juanita said at the beginning of the show, if you're thinking about selling your home, this is the hot time to do it. If we look at we call it a housing affordability index. It's kind of an index or a marker to let us know the strength of the market. Again, same time June to June of this year, it's 1.6%. But if you compare it from year to year, it's only up 0.7%. That's not much. So we're not moving the amount of homes that we need because people are hesitating to sell their homes and or they're waiting for that price to drop, which is not going to happen.
It's not. And, you know, people are waiting for that a bubble, if you will. But it's just not going to happen,
And the reasons for it. One of them is what's called a LIBOR, it's a London Interbank Exchange Rate. It's what a lot of mortgage companies will index their mortgages off of as they sell them on the secondary and tertiary markets and to consumer direct. If those indexes are not playing right, then those things are so low, you're not going to get that rate drop that you're looking for. The banks have to make money. There's no doubt about that, and they're going to try to keep their rates as high as they can to be profitable, which means that you're not going to get that lower rate if you're waiting for, if that's your index to wait to sell your house. If that's what makes you drop your price to come down, it's not going to happen.
But you know, what's great right now though, David, is the fact that we'll encourage buyers to come out and spend their money. Interest rate is still low.
Incredibly low.
It's just crazy.
It's incredibly low. It's a great value to invest in a major asset as part of your portfolio of your assets as you build your assets up over your life. To pay rent right now is silly when I can put you in the same house at possibly the same or a less amount per month with ownership.
Correct. You know, so, you know, when home prices plummeted during the recession, some buyers were waiting for things, you know, they were waiting for things to happen again. Back into investors who were dreaming to make easy money. Well, let me tell you, right now, with interest being as low as it is and prices slowly creeping up, you want to spend your money right now.
If you're looking at the time value of dollars, which is what we look at when we do mortgages, what is my money worth 30 years down the road? Obviously, it's worth less, but you don't want to have to pay those interest charges along with it. So absolutely. If you were ever thinking about doing it right, selling your home, getting it on and going buying a new one, wow, there couldn't be a better time. Again, we look at market statistics in order to gain an understanding of future happenings. That's the best that we can see right now. I'm looking at the average days on market for homes that are out right now. In 2017, June, we had an average of 66 days on market. 2018, an average of 58 days on market. And in 2019, 63 days on market. That's days on market. The house is just sitting there. And there could be a lot of reasons for that, but it told me that there's not much inventory out there. So people are making difficult buying decisions, and that's how long the house goes till it closes. Year to date, we're up a little bit. We have a little bit more in set in 2017, but in 2019, we're right in line as that overall look on days on market.
Let me tell you, if you're selling a home right now or thinking about selling your home and you're in the price point of about $120,000 up to about $280,000, you need to get your home on the market.
Yeah.
Those homes are gone overnight, and we will tell you how to prep those homes.
Absolutely.
But those are the homes that are selling, like, boom.
They
gone.
Go fast. Yes. As long as the house can be shown well and it's a good value, they will go quickly. And there's so many different – I can tell you that a local it's a national lending institution has contacted me about they're providing down payment assistance and closing cost assistance. National lending institutions, I just never hear of them doing that. They are looking for your business, and they're willing to throw money at you to get it done.
Yeah. You said it there.
That's a great thing, by the way.
That is a great thing. So what can we do? You guys are thinking out there, you're on the fence. Do I move? Do I not move? Can I make the money out of your home? Well, obviously, one of the first things you need to do is to call me at 904-290-1552. And if anything, you can have a realtor come over to your house and at least just assess what your home is worth, give you some pointers, let you know what needs to be done to your home. The first thing is contacting that realtor. And, of course, I am the best one in town at 290-1552. But let me tell you, there's plenty of us out here, and there's plenty of outstanding realtors just like David Youngblood. And what is your phone number, David?
It's 904-424-3198.
And so there's a lot of great realtors out here. And so you need to do your investigation and look into the backgrounds of your realtor and get their input, because it's so important. Even if you're on the fence, have the professional come in, give you some feedback, and let you know what needs to be done to get your most value out of your property. Wouldn't you agree, David?
Absolutely. You're building a relationship with someone who's going to be handling your most valuable asset. It's important you know who they are and what they can do for you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about how to prep your home, the 10 tips to list your property. And so you need to stay tuned, and you need to give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. I've got David Youngblood in the house, and you need to call and ask those questions. And of course, you are listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The World Health Organization says the deadly Ebola outbreak in Congo is now an international health emergency after the virus spread this week to a city of 2 million people. A WHO expert committee declined on three previous occasions to advise the United Nations Health Agency to make the declaration, but other experts say the outbreak has long met the conditions. The second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history killed more than 1,600 and is unfolding in a region described as a war zone. The maker of OxyContin has been cast as the chief villain in the nation's opioid crisis, but newly released government figures suggest Purdue Pharma had plenty of help in flooding the U.S. with billions of pills, even as overdose deaths were accelerating. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 116 points. The NASDAQ dropped 38, the S&P lower by 20. More details at srnnews.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
The East Beltway is speed limit from the Dames Point Bridge to Fort Caroline up to Atlantic Boulevard. From that point, though, 295 gets heavier in both directions past Butler Boulevard to 9B and Phillips Highway. The West Beltway is slow southbound from Lem Turner to Blanding. Cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered storms, a heat index of 105.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build, call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has 2, 3, and 4-bedroom homes for rent and sale from the beaches to the south side and north to south along the 295 East Corridor. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 962-0243, 962-0243.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Kohl's set to launch a hiring spree, and plant-based milk is gaining in popularity. Those stories next.
This is your stock market bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Industrial companies trending broadly lower today after railroad operator CSX announced it expects its revenue to decline this year. Shares of CSX plunged almost 11% on the news, which reversed earlier predictions that the company expected growth in 2019. At the close today, stocks had moved lower, the Dow Jones Industrials down 116 points. Retailer Kohl's set to launch an early wave of hiring at 500 stores nationwide. Starting in August, Kohl's will begin hiring staff for both the back-to-school season and the end-of-year holidays. It expects to bring in 3,000 full-time and part-time employees. Sales of plant-based milk like almond and soy have grown 6% over the past year and now make up 13% of the overall market. Dairy milk sales are down by about 3%. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am in the house with David Youngblood.
Youngblood.
That's right. One of my favorite realtors. Next to Betty Layton, of course.
Of course. I would even take second shoe to Betty Layton.
Betty Layton's my right hand.
She's a dynamic individual and an incredible real estate agent.
Yes. And so are you. And so I am grateful to have you on the show with me today. And we are talking about how to get your home on the market, what you need to do to get your home sold quickly. And, of course, it's about getting the right realtor off the bat. And I would love to say that I am the only one in town, but But that is not the truth. So the truth is that there's plenty of great realtors out here, me being the number one, but...
Of course.
Anita Hiles.
Yes.
But there's plenty of good realtors, wouldn't you agree? And there's just great people out there, and there's a lot of people that aren't great.
There are a lot of great agents in this town who do the things that are required and necessary to represent their clients. And we're not just selling a home. We are representing those homeowners and getting their home sold. We've got both an ethical and fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we do everything necessary to get that home sold in a legal manner for that homeowner. That's our job.
Yes, and part of our job is also to get you as much money as we can.
That is correct.
Out of your home. Because I always put it this way, if it was my home, I would want somebody to get me as much money as my house is worth. That way I can move on. If it's to another home, if it's going towards my retirement, if it's whatever it's for. Nobody's business, but...
I've never had anybody say, hey, can you sell it for less?
Yes.
No one's ever said, hey, give me the crappiest deal you've got going. No one's ever said that.
Yes.
I'm assuming they want the best right off the bat.
That's correct. But, you know, sometimes, though, people have to move quickly, you know.
They
and
do.
So, you know, they will price their home below market value to get that quick sell. But usually when we list homes for below market value, we are still, it ends up with multiple offers anyway, so they end up getting what they want, if not more. So sometimes doing that, we end up getting more money anyway, correct?
That is correct. It's quite the norm these days to receive multiple offers on more desirable homes. But let's talk about what are some specific things that homeowners can do when preparing their home to sell.
I really, truly believe that homes are bought at the curb. And back in the day, there were statistics on it. And, you know, I need to research that to find numbers on this. But back in the day, homes were bought at the curb. And I will be the first one to admit the fact that I was one of those people. Because I remember pulling, when I was in Southern California, my husband and I pulling in front of a house. And my realtor goes, Anita, don't look at that house. Keep driving. You really can't afford that house. I said, no, I want this house. And so we redid the numbers. I told her to call right now. I want to get inside this house. And I literally bought that house that day. When I walked inside of it, finally, I got into the foyer area. I didn't need to see the rest. It was purchased. And it was a beautiful house and everything I dreamed of. At the time,
it hit every emotional button that you needed,
exactly.
And you saw it. But if the curb appeal had not been there, you would have never made it to the front door.
That's correct. And so, improving your landscape, curb appeal is actually crucial. So that first impression,
absolutely,
is very important. So it is, you know, if you're going to put your house on the market, and when it's on the market, you need to. Mow your lawn, prune the bushes, weed the gardens, make it look like...
Just manicure your lawn. Make sure the trees are trimmed up so you can actually see the front of the house. Nice clean lines. No grass is grown up. Pick up all the crap that's around that we typically can have around our houses. Move your garbage cans out of the way. You want this thing picturesque. The same thing is when an agent goes out that takes the photographs of the homes. The photographs are what get people to come and see your home. And then when they get there, they want that expectation. They want that emotional moment to walk in and go, wow, I want to walk inside and touch and feel and see how my furniture fits inside your home.
Yes, because most people, we've had, I know David's experienced this. I know just about every realtor out there has experienced this. When you pull in front of a house and your client goes or your customer goes, keep moving on. I don't want to see this. That happens quite a bit.
Yeah.
So if that outside is not appealing and it looks sloppy on the exterior, they expect that the inside is going to look just as bad. And that goes for you guys as investors, because I know investors a lot of time, you know, they put everything brand new on the inside and they just put, you know, the basic sod out there and nothing else.
Well, they got a different business model, even though I wish they would dress it up more. Their business model is different. It's a kaleidoscope when you walk in there. It's seeing different things and what people want to see and what they want to appear. But as we as agents, it's our job to
prep and to train you as homeowners, what are things that you can do that will help your house sell faster and at a full price or at the pricing model that you'd like to hit?
And part of, you know, cleaning up the exterior of your home, that includes cleaning out the gutters, pressure washing. Just don't pressure wash your windows, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good because you're going to end up replacing them. So, but your sidewalks, you know, your driveway, that sort of thing. You want to make that outside. When we post those pictures, you have one opportunity to grab somebody's attention, and you want to grab that. This is your chance to sell your home at full value. So the outside, when people like David Youngblood, who's a photographer, comes out to take the pictures of your home, when those go, we post those. Once they go active, once it goes active, it goes on every Zillow, Realtor.com, Home.com, whatever.com. It goes on it. So that's just basic real estate 101. And so you want people you want to capture their attention so they click on the pictures and take a look at all 30 of the photos.
And then what they see matches what you've got on the photos when they get there. That's why it's so important we're talking about now, is that you do the things as homeowners that are necessary, not for us, but for you to help sell your home. Get rid of the clutter. And I tell people all the time, less is more. You know, have it staged, have it look nice, but get rid of all the tchotchke stuff. Get rid of small pieces. Put stuff away. Jam it in a closet somewhere if you have to, or start boxing it. You can stick them in the garage.
This is the time, since you are going to move, pack. Because we're selling real estate. So if there's clutter around and whatnot, people will say, oh, God, my furniture's not going to fit in here. Or there's not enough space. When there might be. So we tell people, pack it up, get it out. I don't care if you put it in the garage or if you're already putting it away in a different area, but we're selling the real estate, the land, the space.
Floors, walls, and ceilings.
That's right.
One thing I want to mention here real quick, and I know you said it two or three shows ago, and it's one of the best things to look at, is that when you walk in, you need to have a good smell on the house. You cannot understand how much that means to people when you walk in and it smells fresh and clean. It doesn't smell like cigarette smoke or dog or kitty.
Or cat litter.
Cat litter's a bad one. But we as human beings, we have odors that will come into a house. But to do something so simple as to put a Febreze in there and get the house smelling good, people walk in and their mindset changes in how they view your home. These are such simple things that we can do that will make your house sell faster and better and stand out from the competitors in your neighborhood.
It's absolutely crucial for your house to smell nice. And yeah, people will form an opinion right as soon as they walk in. So if it smells like fried fish last night, well, yeah. It's not going to be good.
We're hungry, but it's not going to smell good.
No. And a lot of times we don't smell our pets. And everybody out here knows I've got my dog, Jake. You know, he's at the office every day. Please stop by to visit him and bring a dog treat. Yeah. We're located at Beach and Kernan. But nobody wants to walk in my house if I have it on the market and smell Jake. Nobody. So you have to make sure that you use the right cleaner. A lot of times, vinegar will get rid of that. That white vinegar will get rid of that, scent.
But we as real estate agents, we have tricks and little things that we can do, even just as far as bringing in an ozone treatment to your house to mask and or to kill those types of sulfurs that end
nastiness.
Up in your house. Yes.
And we all have it.
Absolutely.
I would like to say that I'm exempt, but we're not, you know. We know when we go home, it's our home. So, but when we're going to sell it, it's no longer our home. We want it to go for top dollar. It's like getting an Academy Award. We want you to get the Academy Award of home.
Yes.
So you get top dollar for your home. So
except no red carpet.
Make sure you give us a call at 904-831-0600. Ask us those questions. We'll have an answer for you. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
WBOB.
That's right.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Experience the power of the brand with Realty Executive Oceanside, and I'm easy to find on rapidfirerealestate.com. So you can also reach me at 904-290-1552. I say too many fives. 290-1552. 290-1552. And I have a great announcement to make. And we'll talk about it more next week, so you need to tune in. But we are going to have a huge seminar here at the Salem Center in September. So you need to stay tuned, because we're going to tell you the date and the time. It's going to be right after work. So we will give you all the full announcement next Wednesday. And we will have a title person here. We'll have an attorney here. We will have Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections here. And we will talk about how to sell your home and how to get it ready. And
this is for homeowners.
This is for homeowners, and it's also for buyers.
Okay, very good.
So it's going to be a wonderful event. We'll have some drinks and some appetizers for you to keep you through. It's going to be short and quick, so we get you back at home by 7:30.
But what a great resource for homeowners and home buyers to ask those questions that you've been thinking about and don't even understand what questions to ask. So
that's
a great source of information.
And it will be on a Wednesday right after the show from 6 to 7:30. And so we will make that announcement as to the date and time next week. So I'm excited about that. And then we'll get the commercials out there. So, David, tell me what, you know, we've talked about what, you know, what our...
What homeowners
need to do to their home. You know, make the front door inviting, declutter, buy a new welcoming mat. But what do the realtor, what do you do?
It can be a myriad of things.
As your manager, yes. I want to know, what do you do, David?
Well, one of the first things, once we've made the relationship with a homeowner, we have their property listed, that's when we go into action. We are basically marketers. We're going out there and we're trying to tell the world, this is what you have to sell. And here's how we go about it. So the first mode we go into is that marketing. How do we tell people what you have? We have normal things, the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. We have our network through existing realtors. We have, then when you get into, now that technology is in play, we have all the realtor.coms, the Trulias, the Zillows, everything else to get out there. But in order to show something what we have, or to sell something, we got to show them what it looks like. So we get in the photographers, we get in the videographers. We find that unique thing about your house is going to make your house stand out in any particular market. That's our job. And it's our job to get it out there.
But David, why should I employ you versus Open Door?
Open Door is found, well, Open Door is a large company, and they found a way to go in there and buy a home and create a small margin. And that's what their business model is.
But what, they buy it completely under market and then they resell the home.
That's correct.
At value. And then...
That's their business model. That's right. What they're trying to get into. They've got more money.
And they let anybody in your house.
That is correct. They've got Open Door is more money than they know what to do with, and therefore they can come in and do it. We as real estate agents and professional real estate agents, you're giving us the trust and the security to know that we're going to take care of your house. We're going to do those little tiny small things. We just make sure that everything's taken care of. When we talk about marketing your home, how it's, we have to invest money to make money. And I unabashedly tell you, I'm in real estate to make money. This is what I do. But I'm going to give you everything that I've got in every bit of training that I have, every bit of experience that I have to get your house to stand out in the market to get it sold. And if I'm representing you as a buyer, I'm going to do the exact same thing. But let's talk about those things we need to do while we're getting your home ready. All the things we talked about what are necessary with the homeowner. As a real estate agent, when I walk in, I want those things done. I want to see that house clean. I want to see those countertops clean. I want to see everything ready to go so that when I get those people to walk in your door, they just go, wow, I have to have this house right now, and I better get it before someone else takes it out from under me. So when I do that, I've then created the marketing part of my job. Then I have to go into contractual phase. I have to understand those contracts backwards and forwards and negotiate a price that works well on both sides.
And timelines, which
are,
I hate to say, but most realtors don't obey.
My big thing that I know I scream at my 15-year-old son about is follow up. Tell me you're going to do it, then follow up on it. That is the most crucial thing that I can do, is make sure that I have that entire follow up process down to a science so that every timeline is met. I have both a financial or a fiduciary and an ethical responsibility to make sure that I do my job. And if I don't, you can send me packing and I make nothing. So it's only to my detriment not to give you 110% of my focus on what I'm doing.
Plus, we have a radio show. Did I mention that?
We had a WPOB.
WPOB. And we market on our show our listings and whatnot, and which is fantastic. I mean, everything you said is correct.
I hope so.
It's spot on.
I made it all up. I hope it's correct. Yeah.
It is definitely spot on. And, you know, we definitely work hard. A lot of people think, you know, I'll sell the house myself. But let us do it for you. Let us be your advocate. Let us go out there and market your house and get top dollar for it, because we know how to do it. A lot of people think our job is easy. It's not.
Well, it's time consuming. I hear quite often how people try to sell their houses themselves, and then they come to the conclusion, wait a minute, I had to be home, and the person who said they're going to be there at 3:30, they showed up at 4:30, and oh, my kid has to get picked up from whatever school, and now I couldn't meet him, and they find out really quickly how challenging it is to market and to accommodate everybody who needs to come and do things at your house. And that's what we as agents do. We take away that problem for you.
And you know what's great too is the fact that we have lock boxes that let us know who's going in, yes, and out of your house, which realtor is showing your house, who's going in, because they have appointments for one. But what's great about our FOBs, if you will, is it tells us who's going in and what and when they're leaving as well. So,
and more importantly, the feedback that the agents provide for us, well, they've seen our listing.
And it's being shown by a realtor versus that you're just letting anybody in your home with some of these other companies.
We pay a lot of money to make sure that those lock boxes are only used by real estate agents.
So security is very important. And is it time? Are we getting close? Just a little hint, Tom. Yeah. Hot, hot, hot. It's time for our hot properties. And I got a great one for you, because guess what? I also sell new construction. And before you head out to any new construction, you definitely want to call me at 290-1552, because I could be your advocate. And I have a pre-owned one in Tamaya, which is absolutely outstanding. And it even has a sunroom in the back, and it is on the lake. So 3145 Brett Unger Drive. It is absolutely gorgeous. I can show you the new construction as well. This home is only $482,900, and it is over 2,200 square feet, built in 2014. It is a 3-2, and the attention to detail on this home is amazing. And David, what do you got for us? And in case you don't know where Tamaya is, it is at Beach and Kernan.
Yes, it's between the city and the sea.
It is between the city and the sea.
I've got a unique property that I've had for a little bit of time here, but as an investor special that I want to talk about real quick, in that it's at 4424 Victor Street. One of the great parts about this house is that it's a rental, but it comes with a free lot. There's actually a lot that comes off to the side of this that comes with the purchase.
Oh, my so God.
Yeah, you get a free lot with the house and an existing lot. I don't know how we can make it any better, but what a great thing. I've got another listing up the north side on Charles de Ever. We just had a price drop to $109,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bath home, brand-new kitchen, all-new cabinets, all-new everything inside of it, just put new basins, everything else. Great starter home for a family in that neighborhood. I strongly suggest you go and take a peek at it really quick.
That's great. Those are our top properties for this week. And don't forget to give us a call, because we definitely would. I know David and I, we're hardworking people, and we take pride and we're passionate about what we do. So we would love to build a relationship with you and sell your home. And if you're out looking to buy a home, we would love to be your advocate. If it's new construction or not, we're here for you. And so you can contact David Youngblood or Anita Hiles at 904-290-1552 or at rapidfirerealestate.com.
And you can see the real estate business through the kaleidoscope of our eyes. I just thought about that. It sounded really deep and intense there.
And tune in with us next week, because next week we will definitely give you a date and time where you can come and do a meet and greet with us. And we would love to see you and meet you in person and tell you about the buying process. And don't forget to stay tuned in the morning and listen to Ed Dean at 0600, because we love Ed and we love WBOB.